Our scripture for today comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and begun to speak to each other with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed, marveled, and saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? How is it that we hear? Each in our own language in which we were born, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt, and the parts of Libya adjoining, Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our own tongue with the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this have meant?" Others were mocking and said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my manservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Our scripture today is obviously dealing with Pentecost, a day of prayer, praise, and proclamation. Most of you Most of you already know or realize that this is known as Pentecost Sunday. Of course, the prefix Pente has something to do with the number five. As in our world, the word Pentagon, meaning five sides. The day of Pentecost in the Jewish calendar represents 50 days after the feast of unleavened bread, or Passover. It was celebrated 7 weeks after the first day of Passover. So, 7 weeks times 7 days equal 49, and the actual day of Passover makes it 50. Sometimes it is also called the Feast of Weeks. Whenever the Bible mentions sevens, it is this idea of completions, God's creation, 7 days. The man healed of disease after dipping 7 times into the Jordan. 7 good years and 7 years of famine. The Talmud, or the Jewish holy book, calls it the conclusion. When I read this and saw this, I became even more intrigued with the things I was reading. In Exodus, God told Moses to celebrate 3 annual feasts. Passover, then the festival of first fruits. Isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us that Christ is the first fruit of the dead? James, that can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In James 1, it says, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth so that we might be kind of first fruits. We know that Passover was an early sign that Christ would be the real lamb whose blood was spread on the crossbeam. Now, the celebration of first fruits was pointing us to his resurrection from the dead and his making a way so that we would also rise. In Jewish traditions, this has another name. The same celebration was the festival of harvest, when they traditionally brought the first grain harvest, or some flour or bread, and gave it to the high priest. Look at a New Testament parallel. Jesus, the true bread of life, who was broken for us, has just ascended to heaven to present himself to the Father to become our great high priest. This day, now known as Pentecost, was associated with the same time in the Jewish calendar year that Moses gave us the Ten Commandments. The plan had now completely unfolded. Look at it. Mount Sinai, God gave the law. Mount Calvary, Christ paid the penalty and fulfilled the law. On Mount of Olives, he ascended into heaven and freed us from the law of sin and death. Spirit now comes down to us. At this point, the Spirit comes down to usher in the age of grace. Here we can see the conclusion of God's hidden plan on the day of Pentecost. Remember, Jesus told his disciples and followers right before he ascended that they were to wait in Jerusalem and he would send them a comforter. So there they were in one accord, agreeing together in prayer, and there came the sound from heaven of a howling wind, a howling, violent wind. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire. And the flame shape seemed to come to rest on everyone's tongue. At that point, they began to speak in other tongues or languages that they had not learned, but spoke by the Spirit's enabling. They were experiencing a spiritual high or ecstasy, and quite naturally, a crowd gathered. The people were bewildered, amazed, perplexed. And they asked each other, "What does this mean?" This still pretty much happens today if anyone speaks in tongues in a modern church. People are divided on their opinions as to the origin or necessity or validity of this manifestation of the Spirit. Tongues are divisive. That's why the Lord created different languages to begin with. Remember back in Genesis, where they were going to build a tower to reach the heavens to see God? And God said, if the people unite like this, they can do anything they imagine. So he confused their language at the time. And what we know as the Tower of Babel could not be built. They were planning to build themselves a name. God will have no other name exalted but his own. Man cannot build a tower to reach God, but God himself can come down as the bridge to reach every man and woman. So the people on the day of Pentecost were divided. Those who understood what was being said in their own language by men who ordinarily would not have known it said, "They are praising God." But those who did not understand were only looking at the outward actions of the ecstasy and said, "They are drunk." Yeah, you see, they really were drunk. That it was under the influence of the Holy Spirit and were exceeding the bounds of rationality. Then Peter, yes, the same timid disciple who more than 50 days ago denied that he even knew the Lord, spoke to explain. "They are not drunk. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning." And in their culture at that time, they did not even eat anything until much later. This is that of spoken of the prophet Joel when he quoted from the scripture that I read. Peter understood this as a fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. The Spirit was being poured out on not just on selected prophets of God, but on everyone who believes. Jesus himself, in his last appearance to them on earth, had breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." Just as God breathed upon the dust of the earth in the first creation of man, now we are being rebreathed or reborn by the Spirit of God to become a new creation. Once Jesus had ascended, he sent the dynamite of his power to enable a small band of followers to turn the world upside down with their witness. The fact that he took control of their tongue is very sufficient. James compares the tongue to a rudder's ship, a ship's rudder, ooh, talk about backwards, and to the bridle in a horse's mouth. The spirit must control the part of the body used to witness, to tell the story of Christ and his love. When the spirit comes, he testifies of Christ. He convicts of sin, and he leads you into the truth of God's word. The Holy Spirit can be everywhere, unlimited by time or space, uninhibiting and empowering believers. You've all heard the analogy of the, I don't know if you've all heard, the analogy of the persons of the Trinity being compared to God the Father is like water. Which is the very essence of God, and Jesus like ice, as a substance of water that has definite dimension, and then the Holy Spirit being like steam, and steam is the power that runs things. Not only are we given the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, but also the potential of the Holy Spirit. Paul lists 9 gifts of the Spirit, which are distributed for the common good. And just like parts of the body, they work together in the body of believers, equipping them for service until Christ returns. They are the word of wisdom, wise and godly counsel, the word of knowledge, knowing what you have not studied, the gift of faith, to believe the impossible is possible, the gift of healing for yourself and for others, the gift of miracles, supernatural God incidents, the gift of prophecy, telling future events, or speaking a message from God. Discerning of spirits, able to tell when an evil spirits are present and causing problems. Speaking in tongues, either ecstasy or praise and prayer, or sometimes real languages that you have not learned. Interpretation of tongues. Being able to give a message in English or common language, interpreting what someone has spoken in tongues in a public service worship. In Paul's churches, speaking in tongues was a common experience throughout the history, in great revival times, and in more recent charismatic movement, this gift has had parallels. It is often coveted as a sort of a supreme proof of a divine relationship, even though it does not edify unbelievers, tends to disorder, and can be easily counterfeited. We are warned not to forbid it, but to control it. That in the great and familiar chapter 13 of Corinthians, it says, prophecy shall fail, tongues shall cease, knowledge shall vanish when Jesus returns. So the most showy gifts are for a limited time only. In the nasty now and now. In heaven, none of these gifts will be necessary, since God will be fully revealed to us. What will remain is faith, hope, and love. So when we get together as Christians to witness to a lost world, we need to talk clearly about the basic things everyone understands, like need, failure, and sin. And the cure for that, which is salvation, that gives us freedom, hope, and love. So the spirits can help. So with the Spirit's help, we can all speak love in any language. Catherine Marshall, an author, wrote a book about the Holy Spirit called Something More. She says that something more is free, flexible, creative, and personal. It comes upon us when we feel the reality and the power of the unseen in our lives. When the Spirit breaks through this world of flesh and in a remarkable and wonderful way, just like on the first day of Pentecost, when we went into degenerate Rome world, to men without much hope left, there came a sound from heaven. The renewing Spirit invaded their world, and they were forever changed. When Peter finished preaching that day, the crowd asked, "What must we do? What must we do?" He said, "Repent and be baptized." And 3,000 people were saved. Why? Because they prayed, praised, and proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah, the risen Lord and Savior. That's the same things we must do and say. We must tell a lost world that Jesus came to them to die for them, to pay their penalty and give them his righteousness. And he rose for them and now prays and intercedes for them at the right hand of the Father. He's preparing a place for us. And will come again to receive us unto himself. That is the good news of the gospel. And I call that speaking the Spirit's best language. Amen. Let us pray. Today on Pentecost Sunday, we offer ourselves to work with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not just in our homes and in our local churches, but we promise to step out of our comfort zone, to pray and to support your mission to the unreached. Enlarge our vision to the world, we pray, and give us strength, love, and wisdom to reach all nations, peoples, and tribes in your name and glory. Amen. Please pray with us. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings us truth to the world. Send us this Spirit. Transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Have a wonderful week in the Lord.